This is NPR. A South Florida jury has convicted a now 23-year-old man of second-degree murder charges in connection with the 2007 killing of Washington Redskins star Sean Taylor. After liberating for 16 hours over several days, the jury convicting Eric Rivera in connection with a botched home invasion. In a taped confession, Rivera told police he shot Taylor when the Pro Bowl safety confronted a group of young men who broke into his Miami home, apparently believing that Taylor was on the road. Today is the 34th anniversary of the storming of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, when 52 Americans were taken hostage and spent 444 days in captivity. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul, Iranian hardliners took to the streets today to mark the occasion.
American flags and effigies of Uncle Sam were burnt, and while the official placards read Down with America in English, the standard Farsi chant was Death to America, as it has been for over three decades. The U.S. is being described as inherently deceitful, perhaps an echo of remarks by the lead U.S. nuclear negotiator, who recently said when it comes to Iran, deception is part of the DNA. But Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, while blasting Washington and its ally Israel, says no one should attack Iran's nuclear negotiators, who are holding more talks this week that could involve curbs on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. Peter Kenyon, NPR.